Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer, and coming up, increased LAPD patrols to stop flash mob robberies, and a man is using light and sound to try to move some homeless people out. But first, a major hazmat alert still causing chaos in the LA Harbor area after a truck carrying lithium batteries rolled over and caught fire. Thousands of workers have been evacuated. Multiple roads have been closed. The Vincent Thomas Bridge has been shut down, and there are terrible traffic tie-ups. KCAL helicopter reporter Desmond Shaw above it.
Clearly still burning and probably will be for quite some time. Right at the worst intersection of the ports where this could happen, Navy Way and the Highway 47. So all of that is blocked up and no end in sight. LA City Fire not likely to approach this until the fire burns itself out.
And that's right. We talked with LA City Fire spokesperson who told us they can't put water on this lithium fire because that is too dangerous. So they're just going to monitor the fire. Longshoreman John, one of the workers forced to evacuate from Terminal Island.
That's my big beef, is the lithium batteries. I mean, I've only seen bad. And when the fire department says we can't put this out, we have to let it burn. I mean, that's a very toxic air right there. You know, that's what really concerns me. And I don't even know if I'll be able to go to work tomorrow because that's a 40-foot trailer that's burning right now. I could burn all night, and I report to work like at 6 o'clock in the morning.
And John says it's the first time he's been evacuated from the dock site in 20 years. You're going to see more cops after flash mob robberies at 7-Eleven stores. The LAPD says it is increasing patrols across Rampart, Wilshire, Hollywood, and West L.A. Investigators working to identify the suspects, about 20 to 40 of them thought to be responsible for ransacking the stores and then taking off on bicycles. The string of robberies kicked off in July. The most recent one was last Friday. We are still waiting for a federal judge to arrive at UCLA's baseball stadium, which is now locked down. Pete Demetrio is in West LA. He joins us live.
Originally, Judge David Carter was supposed to be here at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Then it was pushed back to 4 o'clock, and now who knows when he might actually arrive. The judge is coming to the Westwood VA area, or area and complex, if you would, for two reasons. One is to take a look at some temporary housing or completed housing that's already been done, and there were some questions of environmental quality involving methane emissions that have been remediated, and he wanted to make sure that those particular units are being occupied by veterans. Second is to deal with the lockdown of the UCLA Jackie Robinson Field. That has been done. Veterans officers, police officers from the Veterans Administration have been here, and no one has gone inside the stadium. They've also sealed off the area that the Brentwood School has as far as their athletic department is concerned. The judge is taking a look at that property because he wants to see and make sure that no one is occupying it or using it, because the lease that both UCLA and the Brentwood School have is illegal. It is incompatible with the reasons why this property exists, which is to develop land for veterans to live on. So after the judge takes a hard look at that property, including 10 to 22 acres, which UCLA has been leasing for a number of years, he make a decision in the next several days on how he wants an exit strategy to go forward to where UCLA, Brentwood School, and other lessees leave the area, which would clear the area for the construction of roughly 750 temporary veteran houses in the next 6 to 8 months. Rob?
Thanks, Pete. The owners of a Watts metal recycler right next to a high school were indicted by a grand jury today. Emily Valdez has the story.
Atlas Iron and Metal, which is right next to Jordan High School, was criminally charged in 2023. But this grand jury indictment really speeds up the legal process. There's also an additional charge for an explosion at the recycler on the first day of school. L.A. County D.A. George Gascon.
And we wound up with indictments with 21 felony counts of knowingly disposing of hazardous waste without a permit, one felony count of disposing hazardous waste, one misdemeanor count of failure to maintain or operate a facility to minimize the possibility of fire and public nuisance.
Genesis Cruz graduated from Jordan High School last year.
Me and other students, we had to breathe that brown, dirty air, though we were used to it because that's all we knew in Watts.
Prosecutors say they tested the soil at the recycler in August and at the high school and found hazardous levels of lead. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Well, it's possible you could have to go through a metal detector to get on board a metro train or a bus. Here's Inglewood Mayor James Butts, who is also on the metro board.
I spent 14 years in SWAT. I watched that operation as it unfolded. It was professional, measured, and effective. These are the kind of things that you have SWAT teams for. However, no one should ever get on a bus or train and wonder if someone has a knife or a firearm.
The LAPD, they did an excellent job. There could have been much more tragedy involved in the driving of the bus, in the apprehension, and all that. And although we made a decision several months ago that we're going to change our relationship with LAPD and Sheriff and Long Beach, this really highlights the point that we are always going to be a partner with our other agencies.
That's Metro Board member Ara Najarian. They're talking about that bus hijacking from the other day. Metro, by the way, in the process of forming its own police department, but that will likely take years. One Santa Monica resident having trouble meeting demand for a device that he created to deter homeless people from hanging around near his home. That's all coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review. One of the biggest local election issues is, of course, crime, and the arguments now heating up over Prop 36. That's the initiative that aims to be tough on crime with increased penalties for some property crimes and shoplifting, and would basically undo Prop 47 passed a decade ago. Charles Feldman and Margaret Carrero talked about the issue on our Countdown 2024 show with Shervin Azami of the nonprofit group Initiate Justice Action, who is urging a no vote on 36. And first here, former State Assembly member Mike Gatto, who is campaigning for a yes.
If this were to pass, if 36 were to pass, and it would lead presumably to more people convicted of perhaps less serious crimes, but nonetheless incarcerated, wouldn't that reverse the progress that has been made in the prison system?
No. So Prop 36 aims for balance. Despite my youthful good looks and vigor, I've been in politics for 32 years. And in my 32 years, I've seen the pendulum go backwards and forwards, right? We go through periods of lock them all up, and we go through periods of let them all go. I mean, Prop 36 strives for a healthy balance. It aims to put in prison the people who deserve to be in prison. You know, somebody who is trafficking pounds and pounds, kilos and kilos of fentanyl, and, you know, where literally people have died from so many accidental overdoses, I would submit that prison is the precise place where that person should be. And I will note this, the Legislative Analyst Office, which is nonpartisan, they said this will slightly increase the prison population, but those increases will be offset with the other progress we have made to reduce this.
All right, but Shervin, you're
shaking his head. Yeah. I was just going to say.
Yeah. So let's get right into it. I appreciate that my counterpart, the Assembly member, is bringing up his concern for treatment, his concern for mental health, his concern for homelessness and finding real solutions to these things. California voters need to know, if Prop 36 passes, it will gut funding for mental health. It will gut funding for substance use treatment. It will gut funding for crime survivors. It will gut funding for after-school programs and programs for at-risk youth. And it will gut reentry programs. Let me tell you exactly what I mean by all of that. The piece of Proposition 47 that my counterpart may not want to acknowledge, and folks in the Yes camp do not like to acknowledge, is that the proposition legally required that all of the cost savings our state generated by virtue of not sending someone with a substance use disorder to prison, by virtue of not sending someone to prison for stealing a loaf of bread.
Prop 36 would give our system common sense, new powers to deal with things that really contribute to the lack of quality of life and the things that are plaguing our society right now. It would help judges have the ability to sentence people to rehab who need rehab. It would enable the system and DAs and prosecutors to put away the worst of the worst fentanyl traffickers, and it would help deal with the issue of organized retail theft. No one likes shopping behind glass bars. I'll also say something about this. It is inhumane to ignore the people who need help. That is what we've done for so long. We have just taken people out of prison and thrown them on our streets. Prop 36 is the fix that we need to get people the help that they need.
Okay.
It is inhumane to
ignore stop
that.
There. Sure, fan.
I'd like to again remind folks that if we care about having funding for mental health, if we care about having funding for treatment, if we care about having funding for crime survivors, we need to be a loud no on Proposition 36. This is something that will put folks with substance use disorders who need treatment behind bars while gutting funding for treatment. It is an unfunded mandate. We cannot have a treatment mandated felony if money is being taken out of treatment. People will be languishing in jail and prison waiting for the opportunity to actually get the care and services they need. We need real solutions. We need money in the pockets of our community organizations who are doing the work every single day to keep our communities safe. Sending folks to prison where it costs over $132,000 per person in prison per year, double the cost of tuition at USC. That's not public safety. It's not fiscally responsible. We must be no on 36.
Countdown 2024 airs on KNX at 2:30 weekday afternoons and weeknights at 8. It's also available on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Just search Countdown 2024 and follow the show. Thank you. A device called a Blue Chirper being used to deal with homeless people in Santa Monica. That's coming up on Nonstop News at 5.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Man's frustration over the homeless problem around his home in Santa Monica has turned into a business that's growing very quickly. He's having trouble meeting demands. Steve McMahon invented a motion-sensing device he calls the Blue Chirper. It gives off a blue strobe light and cricket chirping noises. It is meant to irritate people enough that they won't want to hang around an alleyway, carport, or anywhere else near a building or a home. McMahon told us he lives near Reed Park, which is a large homeless population, and he decided to invent this device to deter homeless people after a dangerous situation near the parking garage involving a neighbor who is also a mother.
I was one day taking a shower, and so I didn't hear the phone. And when I finished the shower, I could hear my phone. I could hear the voicemail, and she was screaming for help, one of the mothers. So I yanked on my clothes and ran back there. And there were two guys really after her, and she had her 20-month-old daughter in the car seat. And so I chased him out of there, and the 20-month-old was really a very precocious and charming little girl.
Nobody got hurt, but McMahon says he had a kind of a sense of urgency to do something, so he came up with the device.
My wife's daughter's old school friend, who happens to be a prosecutor downtown in the DA's office, and she told me, well, look, if you use a sound that's found in nature and you don't exceed the decibel level of that sound in nature, then there will be no basis to file a disturbing the peace complaint. So that's what I said. Well, you know, if we had a cricket, if we could make the sound of a cricket and we kept the decibel level at the average decibel level of a cricket, which is between 65 and 80 decibels, if we could do that and we could make this whole thing work together, maybe it would have some effect. So I went to the HOA and I said, listen, I've got this idea. I don't know if it's going to work or not. And they all said, do it, Steve, do it. Use our money. Go ahead, do it.
He says it's been working so well, a lot of people have offered to buy one from him.
I never dreamed. I mean, if you could put yourself in my place, I was just trying to come up with a device that would protect our two rear garages, period. That's all I was interested in. I never dreamed that it would work as effectively as it did, and that people would realize that and say, hey, make one of those for me.
McMahon currently in Ireland. He's trying to find suppliers so he can meet the surging demand for the Blue Chirper. 520, your money. Here's Bloomberg's Joan Doniger.
Monetary fallout from the 2020 presidential election in this election season. Smartmatic has settled its defamation lawsuit against Newsmax over broadcasts that claimed the voting technology company had rigged the outcome of the last presidential election. No word on how much Newsmax will have to pay. Dominion Voting Systems, of course, settled a lawsuit last year against Fox News, with Fox agreeing to pay Dominion $788 million without admitting wrongdoing. This is the busy time for Hershey, the run-up to Halloween, but an analyst at Jefferies is worried about the company. He says, we've cut back on our snacking and on chocolate in particular. He says it's notably underperforming other snack categories due to inflation, higher cocoa costs, and a generational shift away from chocolate. On Wall Street, gains of almost half to almost two-thirds of a percent. The Dow up 260, the NASDAQ 108, the S&P 23. That sent the average to a new closing high. I'm Bloomberg's Joan Doniger, KNX News 97.1 FM.
That's your nonstop news at 5 for Thursday, September 26th, presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text LEMON to 40333 for a free case review.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bathroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.